We've been talking in youth over the last time about the different battles we face in life. Some battles with anxiety or battles to believe the truth about who God says we are. And also about the battle to not be dominated by our emotions. We are believers, not feelers. And sometimes we go up and down with what we believe in our faith because we go in with our emotions. But we talked about how we can overcome in God. And so I'm just going to talk a little bit about how we can overcome, maybe give us some tips to how we can overcome today. And life is a battle, isn't it? And sometimes things can be going really well and suddenly you feel like, oh, I'm in a pit and you don't know how you got there. And that is what happened with Elijah. And in that story, he had defeated the prophets of Baal, and he was like, he'd used a lot of energy, he was tired, he was exhausted, and then he felt isolated and alone, and he felt under attack, and so he felt fearful. And so he ran for his life, and he went under a tree, he sat under a tree, and he said, oh God, I wish I was dead. And it's kind of like, you know, he is this powerful, he's in the powerful hand of God, and then a moment later, well not moment, but probably a little while later, he's like, I wish I was dead. I quite like Elijah. I kind of quite relate to him, because sometimes things in life can be going so well, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I just feel so terrible, God. I'm just, Anyone else relate to me? No? And to him? And what do we find in the story that happens to Elijah? The first thing is, he needed a rest. He needed to sleep, and he slept. I mean, our angel wasn't that compassionate, I felt. She was throwing a brush at him. But he needed a rest, and the angel, and like, God is very practical, isn't it? He brings him a drink, brings him something to eat. He needed to eat, he needed to drink, he needed to rest. And then he needed to get up and go to the place where God wanted him to go. He needed to spend time with God. And that's what he was doing when he went up the mountain, he went to a cave, and he spent some time with God. And he poured out his heart. He said, you know, oh, it's just, you know, I've done all this, I've been zealous for you, God, and now these people are trying to get me, and it's, oh. And he poured it out to God, and then he waited. And he heard God's word in his life. And he heard God's truth, and he heard God's re-instruction, and then he was sent back in. And he was told that he didn't have to be alone anymore. After this point, Elisha began to be with him. He had someone. He was not alone. But he'd felt alone, and he'd felt tired, and he'd felt defeated, and he'd felt fearful. But with a rest, with a drink, with something to eat, and encountering God, he heard the word of God, and he was not alone anymore. So what can we learn from the story of Elijah? So we do this in youth. So what? Now what? Now what is for us, okay? And when you're feeling angry or jealous or struggling with your emotions or struggling to believe what God says about you or anxious about you, you know, I think we can learn something from Elijah and ask ourselves, have I had enough sleep? Do I need a rest? Because, I mean, sometimes I'm talking to people and they're like, I'm under spiritual attack, it's really, really difficult. And I'm like, I think you're really tired. And I think you need to eat something. And sometimes, you know, late at night, sometimes I'm like, I've got to do this, and I'm worried about this, and blah, 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 blah. And then sometimes I just speak to myself and I go, Faye, go to bed. And go and have a sleep, because things often will look better in the morning. And I am also not good if I am hungry. Like, I don't make good decisions. I should not go shopping, people, when I'm hungry. I don't know if you're the same, but sometimes we just need to do some really practical things. God created us as physical beings that need to eat and sleep properly in our lives. And you know, so I think there's some practical things that we can learn from Elijah, but also Elijah prayed. So have you spent time with God lately? When you're in that place, when you're struggling, you can pour out your heart to God like Elijah did. And then we need to remember God's word of truth. Now, a little while ago, I was praying. I was doing all those things that I know to do, like reading the Bible and praying and worshiping and meeting with other people and My mum would probably say not having enough sleep, but, you know, trying to sleep. But I felt like every day my prayer life was this. Oh God, just help me. I've got this to do and this to do, and you just really got to help me. And I felt like I was in a bit of a pit. And I felt like God say, Faye, sit up. So you could all just sit up where you are. Sit up. And actually, because I was reading the Bible, like, my Bible's over there, but I was reading the Bible back in bed like this. Just, oh God, yeah, that's really encouraging, thanks. And God really helped me through today. And I felt like God say, physically, sit up and sit up on the inside and start to pray properly. So I actually sort of took my Bible downstairs and I sat up and I just began to kind of, it was sort of a bit like, you know, Elijah had to go up a big mountain to a cave, but it was just a bit like, come on, Faye, make a bit of effort with your prayer life. And I needed other people to pray for me, and it was a bit of a battle, but I felt that something really shift after somebody had prayed over my life, and then I engaged in this battle, prayed around my house, and I felt like, yes, okay, I'm beginning to take a stand in God. I know it's not always that easy for everybody, I know it's not always that easy, but that is how God helped me. You know, I just think we can learn from Elijah's story, you know, making sure we've got enough sleep, making sure we're eating and drinking properly, but then praying, pouring out our heart to God, but then really believing the truth. And if we need it, asking other people to help us. Now, I've thought of a few other practical things or little things that can help us. At the start of the service, we asked you to be something that made you happy this week. Being thankful really helps us. Psychologists tell us that being thankful and expressing that thanks to people helps our mental health. Who knew? Like, the Bible talks about being thankful. Be thankful in every circumstance. Continually be thankful. It's almost like God created us and knew how our minds would work and what would be healthy for our minds, isn't it? You know, he like knew before psychologists ever knew that being thankful would help us. So being thankful, I think, is just, it's so hard when you're feeling down, isn't it, to feel thankful. But to be thankful for the things that we've got and express that thanks to other people. Worship. I mean, come on. Worship is where we fight the battle. And, you know, sometimes you've got people, when you're around other people, being around Sue, it's great. She raises a hallelujah over you. And just worshiping with other people and just lifting up a voice and focusing not on me anymore but on God can really help us. And talking to others, sometimes we have to admit that we're in a bit of a pit. Oh, that rhymed. So I'm going to tell you a story now. It's a little bit embarrassing for me, but I feel like you're a friendly bunch of people that I can trust with this. Do you want to hear my story? Okay, so a few years ago, we'd had, like Elijah, a kind of very joyful time. We'd had a lovely wedding, a lovely time with our family, and within days of coming back, somebody in our family who was in Devon passed away. And I was like in kind of make sure everybody's okay mode, everything's all right, and I've got a lot to do, and there's birthdays coming up, and I'm thinking all of these things I've got to do. Was like coming home from school, and I thought, right, okay, I had Micah in the car, I thought, right, I'm going home, but I know what I'll do. On the way home, I will stop, I'll go to the card shop, I'll get sympathy cards, I'll get all the birthday cards for the whole month of June. If you know my life in June, there's a lot of birthdays. And so I was like, right, I can do that, and that's a good use of my time. So I'm like focused on that. Go into the old multi-story, you know, that isn't there anymore. They may have knocked it. Because of this story, it may be the reason they knocked it down, I don't know. And so I headed towards the multi-story, and went into the multi-story and heard this noise. And I was like, oh, what was that noise? Kind of stopped. I went forward a bit further, was like, ah, that noise is me. And I had this sudden realization that there was a top box on top of my roof of my car because I'd been to Devon and we needed the extra space. And I was like, oh no, I have got into a predicament. And so there I was. So I was like, I tried to move forward. There was no moving forward. I tried to move back. Well, no, that didn't sound good either. And so I was like, I am stuck. So I got out of the car. I looked at the predicament and And not being the most practical, strong or anything person, I thought, I have no idea how I'm going to get out of this predicament. And thankfully, it didn't hold up the traffic, because if you remember this multi-story, there were two entrances, but it gave a really good view for those who went past of this silly woman that was stuck, completely and utterly stuck. And I, sometimes in life, I think we feel a little bit stuck, and we feel like we can't go forward and we can't even go back. We're just stuck. And we need help. And I could not blame anyone else for that occurrence. There was no one else there to blame. I mean, Micah said that he thought, as we were going into the multi-story, we've got the top box on the car, but didn't say anything. But it's still not his fault. It was my fault. I had to take responsibility. It's my fault. And but I needed help. And thankfully, there were people who were very helpful. And, you know, just so happened, my mum and dad just happened to be going by at that moment, and you know, just came. My mum probably found it very funny, and my dad was very practical, and I had people from the garage, and people came and helped me. And after it was a moment, my car got scratched on the roof, the top box was definitely unusable, and I managed to get home thinking, oh, okay. And Andy was very gracious, thankfully, as well. And but sometimes we need help. We need to take responsibility for our own actions, but we just need help, because we can't feel like we can't move forward, can't move back. We're just stuck where we are. And sometimes we need other people. And I definitely needed other people that day. And so talking to other people can help us. And doing things that do you good. Things that do you good. You know, whether that's exercise, fresh air, laughing, does you good. Do some things that, if you're stuck in a pit, do some things that do you good. And I would say helping others. Like, I really, when you know when you feel down, you don't feel like helping other people, do you? You feel a bit like, well, I feel down, and if only everybody knew how I was feeling, my life is so bad. And but actually, serving other people when you're in a bit of a pit can just, it helps you, because that's how we were created to be, to help other people. And finally, I've written here, remember that you're not alone. Remembering that Jesus said, and the Bible says, I will never leave you or forsake you. So what can we do today? Well, we can bring out the way that we feel to God. We can tell him like Elijah did. And maybe we need to repent of some wrong beliefs. Wendy brought that word earlier. You know, sometimes we've been saying the wrong things over our lives and over our circumstances, and repeating lies of the enemy over our lives. And, you know, we need to repent of that, because God created us. He created you and he created me. Created you, he knitted you together in your mother's womb, and he loves you. And he doesn't want you speaking negative words over yourself. You're disagreeing with God. So sometimes we need to repent of those wrong beliefs. And forgive those who have spoken lies over our own lives. We need to forgive people. And we need to receive from God. And that in that song, the Champion song, it says, you're teaching me how to receive. We don't just receive from God just like that. Sometimes we need to learn. It's hard to receive. As somebody who likes serving, who likes to be busy and likes to do things, I find it hard sometimes just to accept, you know, help from people or you know, even from God. But we need to receive from God, and we need to hear God's word. And so we're gonna respond. I'm gonna ask the worship team to come back to up. That's okay. They might not move as fast as normally Gerald does. Oh yeah, they're good. They're going. They're good. And we're gonna respond in worship, because you know, focusing on who God is just an amazing way to find breakthrough and thanksgiving in our lives. And, you know, maybe that this is spoken to you today. You may be feeling down. You may have been believing the lies of the enemy. You may feel stuck in a place. And I just want you, just during this song, to just bring that to God. Bring how you're feeling to God. Pour it out to him and give him that today. There'll be opportunity for prayer in a moment. But just just to give that to God, and then just begin to wait on the Holy Spirit for him to refresh you and speak his words to you. Maybe it's in the words of the song that we're going to sing. And in a moment, we'll have, I've got some people who've got some verses from scripture that if you would like to take a verse to hold on to this week, I'm trusting that you'll pick out the right verse, that you put your hand in the bowl and you'll pick out the right verse to hold on to this week. Don't take a verse if you're going to leave it on your chair or like you don't want it. Take a verse and take it serious. Take that verse this week and put it next to your bed and hold on to the word of God this morning. So shall we just stand? And let's just...